Thanksgiving Day is one of our most beloved holidays, a day set aside by Americans from earliest times to thank our Maker prayerfully and humbly for the blessings and the care He bestows on us and on our beautiful, bountiful land. Through the decades, through the centuries, in log cabins, country churches, cathedrals, homes, and halls, the American people have paused to give thanks to God in times of peace and plenty, or of danger and distress. We give thanks once again in 1987, as Americans have so often done, and God willing, will always do. Our Thanksgiving this year, during the bicentennial of the Constitution, reminds us that in 1789, the government established by our great Charter of Liberty was one of the blessings George Washington mentioned in the first presidential Thanksgiving proclamation. As we thank God for the bounty of our natural resources, we also thank Him, the author of liberty, for our freedom and for all the brave Americans who have sacrificed so much for it. May our gratitude always be coupled with petitions for divine guidance and protection for our nation and with ready help for our neighbors in time of need. And now, therefore, I, Ronald Reagan, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim Thursday, November 26, 1987, as a national day of thanksgiving, and I call upon the citizens of this great nation to gather together in homes and places of worship on that day of thanks to affirm by their prayers and their gratitude the many blessings bestowed upon them.